News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Last weekend, two Gardaí were viciously assaulted in Dublin. A metal baseball bat was used in one incident, and a dog was used by the same gang in a second incident, where almost 20 people set upon two unarmed Gardaí. Now, is it time to give the Gardaí weapons to defend themselves? Now, joining us to discuss this is John O'Keefe, the spokesperson for the Garda Representative Association. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
First of all, what do Gardaí, by the way, have on them when they go on the beat to protect themselves against attacks like these?
Well, currently what they have, the frontline Gardaí have, is an asp or an extendable baton and pepper spray. Now, the baton and the pepper spray, the pepper spray is a relatively recent innovation, but it's by no means perfect. Of course, it can be used and discharged and can affect the Garda or Gardaí who are using it in a scuffle or in a fight. The baton they have always had with them, this is an extendable one. It has its uses, but also, of course, it can cause serious damage as well unintentionally. So that's what they have at the moment. They've also got, obviously, a protective vest, but that vest is about 12 years out of date now. It needs to be updated, and currently it doesn't protect you against needle attacks. So they're pretty sparsely prepared when they go out on their beat compared to the people they're likely to meet, or their clients, if you will.
Well, there has been a continuous escalation, shall we say, in the seriousness and the gravity of attacks on Gardaí over the past several years. Can you give us a picture of how many Gardaí are injured and hospitalised on an annual basis due
to
attacks?
Well, we've got an estimate in the last 12 years of up to 7,000 Gardaí reported injured. And we've also got an estimate of a 50% increase in the last 4 years. It's important to state, though, that you can be certain that for every incident that's reported, another one or two are not. So you could double that figure, because really what's happening is Gardaí, in a typical course of duty in a week or 2 weeks or a month, will be getting bites, grazes, bruising. These are the most common injuries suffered by Gardaí. Then more serious ones, sprains, strains, closed fractures, open wounds. And of course, what you saw at the weekend, which was an attack on this individual Gardaí with not a baseball bat, but a metal baseball bat, resulting in a broken finger, body damage, torso, and some head injuries as well.
Now, I remember interviewing the GRA 25 years ago, 30 years ago, going to conferences over 30 years.
Yes.
And this subject comes up again and again and again. It used to be years ago about the hepatitis C and when HIV AIDS was a problem, but Gardaí were being attacked, but people were being spat at and they were being attacked with needles. It seems to be continuous and nothing seems to be done about it. And one of the issues I came across recently, I just want to put this to you, I did a research project and the Gardaí I talked to a man and woman, all felt that when they were assaulted and the assailants were brought before the courts, that the assailants were treated differently. Garda assailants, so to speak, were treated differently to civilian assailants, or victims of assaults, or assailants who attacked citizens, I mean. Do your members get the feeling that the courts do not treat their assaults as seriously as others?
Well, firstly, I think our members would say, remember, they're part of the general public as well, and they would make the point that the general public don't get treated well by the criminal justice system here. But yes, when it comes to Gardaí particularly, I suppose if you could put it in a nutshell, Gardaí are not afforded the status of victim in the same way, perhaps, that other civilians might be. So your listeners know, when a judge is sentencing, he or she is doing two things. One, looking at the seriousness of the offence, and that takes about, quite frankly, a couple of seconds. And then the really lengthy debate always seems to happen about how this seriousness may be mitigated. But there's little or no reference made to the aggravation of the offence. Now, when you throw a Garda into the mix in all of this, of course, there seems to be this kind of issue that, well, you know, Gardaí have put themselves into that situation. So somehow they deserve it, quotes, more than somebody else.
Yeah, they signed up for this
by
putting on the uniform.
Of course, they did sign up for this, and they did sign up to protect us. And as I always say, they do sign up to walk towards danger so that we may walk away, but not at all costs. And all the GRA is saying, just give them the protections. And one of these protections is, yes, you're right to mention sentencing and the criminal justice system, which is farcical. So there are a number of levels on this, and we would want mandatory minimum sentences for assaults on Gardaí from 6 months to 1 year to 5 years, because we think Gardaí are the metaphor, if you want, about how we treat our society. They're not better than anybody else. They're simply people who are going out doing a job on our behalf. But tasers, the non-lethal use of force option, is one that we've been talking about for a number of years. Not since the attack in Ballyogan last weekend, might I say.
Okay.
For many years. And can I just say one thing about tasers? We know from research that 9 times out of 10, that red dot pointed on an offender will ensure compliance. So we know from research only 1 in 10 times will that be discharged.
Very briefly, John, because we have to move on. The tasers, they're on the agenda. They've been on the agenda for years, for several years. How come there has been no movement by either government, Department of Justice or Garda management?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise for me to say there's been an inertia in the Department of Justice and the criminal justice system and on Garda Síochána for the last number of years. There is this fear that the more we equip a Gardaí, the more we're somehow going to provoke violence. We would say, look, the Comely Maidens have left the crossroads. They've got lump hammers. They've got Uzi submachine guns.
Okay.
All we're saying is we've got to protect our Gardaí in a simple, non-lethal way, and tasers are the singularly best option at this point in time.
Okay. John O'Keefe, spokesperson for the Garda Representative Association. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.